So together as we come to meet you this morning as the body of believers here at Harrodsburg Community Church, we ask that you hear our prayer and that you accept our worship as we lift our voices to thank you and to praise you. You are welcome in this place. And we offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, Lord of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst in my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. My lips everything. Your glory goes beyond all fame, and the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out. Lord, my soul cries out.
Seem to just stay stationary for a minute. Don't panic. And if nobody else panics, Teresa, can you find a hymn called Alas and Did My Savior Bleed? At the cross, at the cross. Today's Communion Sunday. I just felt really in my heart like to sing that song, kind of to set the tone. And I knew when I thought about that, as last minute promptings panics our folks in the back and panics are, but these guys know this song, and all of us know it. At the cross, if we can find that. By the way, while we're looking for that, for all of you who said, wonder what Ruth was taking up there to talk to Terry about, I'm going to tell you exactly what it was. Rafael Morales called. How many of you remember Rafael from El Salvador, who now lives in the U.S. as a U.S. citizen? He said, God, I just want to give you this message. God bless to all the brothers and sisters, and thank you for your love and support. It's been a while. Of course, you know, it took Rafael and Sarita and their family 13 years applying for citizenship to finally receive citizenship in the U.S. And I'm still not sure. Of course, he was an MD there in El Salvador. I think he's in the medical field here, but whether or not he's been fully licensed as a physician in the U.S. But I have a note here to call him, so after church I'll call him and maybe have everybody more up to date. Did we find? Well, we did. Praise the Lord. Now everybody sing out on it. It's a great song, so let's give it all, our all as we worship the Lord. Robbie, have you found it, brother?
Yeah, I think we're ready. We got to find the key. We did this one last week, so I'm pretty sure we can easily follow along with you guys.
All right.
Give me just a second.
All right.
Key of D.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for sinners such as I?
Y'all may be seated. I have a bunch of announcements that need a lot of clarification, I think. So if you will follow along, because there's a lot of things kind of coming up quickly. And the very... we've been talking, several folks have signed up for this conceal and carry class, and I think we have a little more information about that and getting closer to solidifying that very class. And Vance has some instructions, I think. I'm going to ask him to pass that on since he's kind of heading this whole thing up. So, Vance, we have a microphone there for him.
Yeah, I printed out sheets that's got the specifics for those that want to take the conceal and carry. It's going to be August the 11th, 9 a.m. at the Mercer Fiscal Court. Okay. And the sheet tells you everything that you need to bring, the cost, et cetera. I've got a lot of extra ones. And anybody who's already got theirs and just wants to come and audit, there's no charge.
Okay. So that answers that question. Because I was asked what if you already have it, but you want a refresher, you want to audit that course, it is open. So those are the specifics. There's a sheet that is available on the back table with all the information concerning that. Thank you, Vance. If you look at upcoming events, over half of them are happening today. This is our Communion Sunday. A little later, we'll be sharing the Lord's Supper. This is technically and practically the last Sunday to turn in those items to give to Gail Bailey for Adina, for the home where she works down in Mexico, and all that list is still on the very back page of your bulletin, if you would check that, please. I know last Sunday it was announced that money was accepted and could be used, and several folks did that. So please, please follow up, because we want to be a blessing to that home. Robbie will be leading our time at the Willows this afternoon at 3:30. And I know he sent out some emails on that, but everyone is welcome to come and just kind of fellowship with the residents there and be a part of our service. So that's at 3:30. Then tonight, our elders and deacons meeting at 6 o'clock p.m. Tomorrow night, for those of you who had said you would be interested in volunteering to work in the resource ministry, I'm going to do a training on that here at the church at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. I know Vance and Kay have been in on one or two of the sessions already where we've met with folks who are recipients of that resource ministry, and I think they could testify that it's a real wonderful experience as we get to work with folks whom we can help here in the community and through these interrelated agencies working together to genuinely help people who are in genuine need. So everybody said, what's this Bible study movie night and cookout? Well, let me try to explain that. Our Bible study group took a summer break, but everybody was kind of thinking, well, some fellowship in the middle would be good. And so we had talked about and have been announcing, and I'll clarify, this Wednesday night, those who were in the Wednesday night Bible study and anyone else who would like to come, you're welcome. You don't have to have been in that study. But we're going to ask you to bring something to grill. We'll grill. And then after we've eaten together, we have a movie that we thought would be real enjoyable to watch. If you're interested, it's Mom's Night Out. It's I watched it, and Colleen said, you're not going to like this, a chick flick. But after 5 minutes into it, I thought, This is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long, long time. So come and join us. Come at 6 o'clock. Bring something to grill. We'll have a good time. Then we'll watch that movie together. And that's this Wednesday night. And then 2 weeks from today, where's the summer going? His Heart will be here in concert. And then our annual full-scale potluck dinner with them. So I believe that that's nearly all the announcements that I was asked to cover and to clarify. I'll give you an opportunity to add some things you might want to share, either by way of announcement or something that's on your heart about a prayer need or something for which you'd like to give thanks. So Kent has that microphone. If you'd be sure, don't start without raising your hand, and have a microphone so we can hear and get it on tape.
Just to let you know that the sign-up sheet for the potluck is on the back table. If you would take a look at that and please sign up, we will have guests here that we will need to feed. And as a prayer request, the Boy Scout troop that I asked for prayer about last week had a wonderful week. It was a good time for them to be away and in a different environment. They're traveling today back from Pennsylvania. They stayed in Pennsylvania last night. And so they'll be on the road today. If you would keep them in your prayers, there's like 26 of them traveling in a caravan, so for Traveling Mercy.
Prayer request for a firefighter that passed away Thursday evening. Most firefighters have a hard time making it to any kind of length of life, but he managed to make it to 77, so I'd appreciate any prayers for his family. He's got a wife and two children that he leaves behind as he moves on to meet his fellow fighters in heaven. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for watching the TV, all the boys of the Cub Scouts, they got out of the cave, and I'm very pleased with that. Thank you.
Terry, I'm going to put you on the spot. Would you like to tell them about yesterday's event, praying for the community?
Yes, I can. I guess I deserve that. I'm always putting other people on the spot, so there you go. Yes, there was a good group of folks from the community, various churches who met in the auditorium at Harrodsburg Baptist yesterday. It's a community gathering to pray for our community. And we went out after meeting there and praying and getting a map and kind of locating different spots in our county and city. And folks divided up and went to pray for the schools. The geographic area, the schools, for specific things, for our places of business, where factories are located. And this is an event, this is a group that really is excited about praying for our community, for good things to happen, where strongholds have built, and drug addiction, and violence, and broken homes, and all those kinds of things. Prayer is the first step. And then following up with ministry to folks and caring as we can. But it was a wonderful event, and I was privileged to be a part of that yesterday. This group's been going and meeting for a long, long time, and I've not actively been a part every Saturday, but they do meet and they do pray, and yesterday was a very exciting time as we went out and prayed, and I appreciate Vance bringing that to our attention.
Denise called me this morning, and as you see, she's not here. She's not feeling well, so I'm sure she'd appreciate everybody's prayers. The group from Mexico did get here. I've had 7 extra people in the trailer with me all week, so it's been extremely busy. They just go, 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 go. They're in Cincinnati this weekend at a church up there that helps sponsor their high school students, so they felt like they needed to be up there with them. They will be leaving Thursday morning, so I do ask for your prayers for traveling back to Mexico.
All right. As you can see, there's a lot going on. Tim?
Just ask that you keep my mom, Dolores Shannon, in prayers. She went through a quadruple bypass on Monday, and that part of the surgery and everything seems to be okay, but it's everything after the fact. It's kind of keeping her down. She's got infection and impacted bowel, and lots of obstacles to overcome.
All right. Tim's mom. Mike, George.
I'd like to also put David Hopewell on that list as well, so that we are praying for David Hopewell. Had major, major heart surgery in Cincinnati. So we don't keep him in our prayers.
Yes. Is that who you were going to mention, Mike? Yeah, I was going to mention that too. Debbie?
I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers for my family. I have definitely felt them. My brother's home from Australia, and that took a huge weight just getting him here. But anybody that knows my brother, he's almost as big a character as my dad was. Tim has really stepped up and has helped in more ways than I ever imagined that he would. And so it's been a huge blessing. Thank you for your prayers, and I ask that you continue as we try and get the will probated, and all that's resting on me, and I'm not really sure what I'm doing. But I know God will guide me along the way on that. But I just want to say thank you for your prayers.
Of course, in the midst of all, as I said, there's been a lot of sadness and grieving. Different folks have lost good friends. I know Laura's friend that we had prayed for passed. Laura was grieving pretty heavily over that. Of course, Mona's brother, Kalen, passed away, and that's a heaviness for their family. And Debbie's dad just memorialized in his service last Saturday. So our church has kind of been affected by a lot of folks, and maybe some I've even forgetting that might slip my mind. But God is the comforter, and the Bible says that we comfort one another with the comfort by which we've been comforted, and that's the grace and the love of God. So all these things that have been shared this morning, we put them into the Lord's hands. And if you would bow with me, we'll just offer a corporate prayer together. Father, it really does seem to us that sometimes life is overwhelming with difficulties and sadness and unexpected troubles and events. It reminds us, Lord, that we do have those valleys in our lives, which probably, Father, cause us to appreciate the mountains and the good times even more. And we certainly don't want to dwell on the difficulties to the point that we forget your blessings and the joys that you bring to us. But this day, at this moment, for those in our church family who are affected directly or indirectly by sadness, by grief, by needs for healing, those recovering from surgery, those who are facing surgery, those who have problems to deal with and problems to solve, those who need safety on the road, those, Father, who have needs that we're not even aware of, we lift them before you today. In our own hearts and minds, individually, we have things that are very pertinent to us. But together we bring those before you. Every word that was spoken, Father, we believe was a prayer in a sense that you heard, you knew, and you were just waiting for us to release it into your care, your providence, and your will. And so we do so. And we ask for healing, and we ask for comfort, and we ask for the blessings that only you can bring. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. For, Father, we sometimes expect so much from you and are unwilling to give much of ourselves. Forgive us of our selfishness and our self-centeredness. Help us, Father, to look to you, to seek you, to depend on you, to surrender some of our wishes and our selfishness to your greater good. And your plans are always best for us, Lord. Help us to realize that. We ask simply that you hear our prayer, and we offer it in the name of Jesus. Amen. As I mentioned, this is our third Sunday where we share communion together. I'm going to ask the elders and those that have been asked to help to come, and we will prepare the bread and the cup, and then you will be invited to come as you feel free to come. And I always want to say, This is the Lord's Supper. We simply get to be the hosts. The Shinton-Harrisburg Community Church's supper. We didn't institute it. We just observe it. And it's for all of God's people. So if you look at your own heart and you are sort of prayed up and letting the Lord direct you at this time, and you feel it in your heart to share in this, and if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, then this is His invitation to His supper. I'm going to ask that we bless this bread and this cup, and then after the blessing, Joyce will begin to play, and that would be your cue to feel free to come and to share. So I'm going to ask Brother Dave to bless the bread, and then if you'd pass it down, and David, if you'd bless the cup. Let's bow together.
Dear Lord in heaven, Father, we thank Thee for the many blessings You bring to us every day of our lives. Father, we thank Thee for this, the chance to gather together and give thanks to Thee for all of those blessings. Lord, as we go about taking this, the bread that Thy Son so willingly gave for us, we ask that You would keep us in mind of all that He stood for as He did it. In Jesus' name.
Father, if we stand up here getting our hearts ready and our minds, I think about You sending Your Son to die for us on the cross, to shed His blood for us, the blood that washes away our sins, and to rise 3 days later, that He defeated death. And Father, we're so grateful for this. We ask that You bless this cup, and we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.